Hey everybody, hey to nobody. It's Cassie D. It is April 28th, 2024. That equals, April 28th is the Six of Clubs. Its personality card is the Queen of Hearts. Those cards are in my hand. The Six of Clubs is my cosmic lesson. And the Queen of Hearts is my transformation as the Jack of Clubs. So I did understand this energy for the last couple of days. It's just about learning these energies and how to navigate them and understanding them. And of course, you can go to a book and read what it says and try to understand it that way, but for me, I'm more of a hands-on person, so I understand the things that I understand my way. Remember, the Jack of Clubs is how I see it, period. This is how I see it. So this is a quick share. It's 11:53 p.m. a Sunday night. So at times, I feel like I'm in a nightmare. And I guess I could be if I stay there. If I dare. But what I'm beginning to learn from the way that I share is as long as I care and learn the things that they are trying to show me, that's right there in front of me. Just right there in front of me. I was thinking this world was a very big place. But it's not. Because how in the world could I go all 16 hours away on a plane? Back in 1985, 86. And now in 2024. It seemed like my mind is playing tricks. Something that I thought I left behind. It's right here in my face, and I know it's all by design. I know this. It's a matter if I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to be honest with myself. And it is what it is. I understand that it is what it is. And you may not deal with certain things, but the energy, that karmic energy, there's a lot of people that don't believe in our karmic energies and stuff. You still got to learn that lesson. It'll come in another costume, but it'll be the same exact lesson. And in so many ways to find, it'll be something that'll be familiar. And most time it's surrounded around a birthday, because you may look at a birthday as just the zodiac signs. But then if you put it to a calendar day and use the energy of cardology, source cards, the playing card, oracle, whatever divination tool, the Bible, whatever divination tool that you decide to use, spirits will guide you, or spirit source will guide you to your understanding. Everybody don't understand the same way. Everybody is not supposed to understand the same way. We are not carbon copies of ourselves. Of each other. There may be similarities, but most time it's there to teach you something. So I'm sitting here, and I don't know if you've ever did this, but I'm sitting here, and because the Six of Clubs is trying to teach me how to forgive, not forget. How to forgive, how to be flexible, how to go on the inside of me. But with that Queen of Hearts energy, because the Queen of Hearts be like off with your head. I ain't dealing with you. But I have to remember the Queen of Hearts is nurturer. She's a nurturing energy. And I don't care that you may be a man in this body. If you're the Queen of Hearts, or if you're playing with the Queen of Hearts, it's still going to be a balance. It's still going to be a nurturing aspect about you. You can be the biggest asshole. But if you play your cards right, somewhere in there's going to be a nurturer if you're playing with these kings and these queens. If you're playing with any of these energies, the six is Venus. So you got Venus and then you got the queen. So, and then with the queen being 12, that's three. Then you got faith. You got Jupiter energy. You can dissect it and understand the way that it is trying to teach you. So knowing that this is my cosmic lesson, it's making me understand that I have to be flexible. But I can use this intuitive energy and understand. So today, I lost one of my earbuds. And it should have been right here on the floor. It just should have. Another box came out the closet. This box with makeup came out the closet. I wasn't paying no attention to it for real. But I left it out. It told me to leave it out. So today, after I got more things done, where I can see everything a little bit clearer and I'm closer to being finished, the box spoke to me. The box said, look in this box. Look in the box. So I did. I looked in the box, and my friend Vocab, which is the Ten of Clubs, and his birthday was just, I can't remember what day the 24th was. The 24th was a Ten of Clubs, but that was his birthday. And also, that was the day that L.A. Was found. But it was somebody else that passed on the 24th. Somebody else jumped up, and theirs was in 2020. I can't remember whose it was, but I looked at somebody and I seen they had passed on the 24th in 2020, and I said I was going to remember, but I done already forgot. I don't know. But anyway, so I look in the box and what do I see? I see Dear Annie. I have so many different nicknames or personas or whatever. And they all have little names. And I would love to remember the day that I became Annie. And then my cousin's mother, the one that just had her repad, we just viewed her body on Friday. She transitioned on 3:30. And that made me understand, okay, so my cousin that transitioned on 3:30, she met the Ten of Clubs. She met Vocab. And she said, I really like him. Well, I know why she liked him, because she transformed into him. She, as a Nine of Diamonds, transformed into the Ten of Clubs. So that made me understand why she would be familiar, or it would feel familiar to her. And she liked him. So it's funny that their energy is hanging around me. Because they both of them know that I loved him. I loved him when I loved him, but he was such a liar. And I kept saying, it's something about him. He a liar. And I used to tell him all the time, I'm here to teach you what the truth looks like. because you're enough. He was a great storyteller, and he was a great poet. And I wish I could find the book that he wrote, because he wrote a book. He was a storyteller. And he had read me parts of the book. I would go to sleep listening to this guy talk. But I understand I'm a jack of clubs. He attended clubs. We neighbor on the pier spread. So I understand the communication. Well, it told me to go look in the box and I find the letter. And it's got 6 pages. I just talked about 6 Venus. And it's the 6 of clubs day. So it makes me understand. And the 6 of clubs has the 10 of clubs as its Mars card. So taking the action. I'm really glad that I took a leap to be able to understand these things or be willing to learn these things. I'm glad that I am who I am. At times I get sad about my circumstances or the cards that I was dealt. But then I can always hear everybody that's into all these metaphysical sciences saying, you picked this day, you picked your parents, you picked all this stuff. You know, this has already been written. But being the person that I am or the spirit that I am, my whole thing is about investigating. I want to know. And that's what I'm supposed to do. I found this really, really deep letter I wrote. And what is, there are some things that I desired that I have accomplished. The thing that I didn't accomplish is I didn't write my book. I didn't write my book, but it's supposed to be written when it's supposed to be written. But I am taking notes, and all those notes and all these podcasts and all these videos and all these little tidbits are coming all together as one. So as I always can hear people say, I miss hearing your voice. Here I am. Thanks for vibing with my vent. It'd be just a little time spent with Cassie. It's 11:04, Sunday night, April the 28th. Yep, April the 28th. April the 28th is the 6 of clubs. The 6 of clubs is about communication. It's about our inward desires. It's about being flexible. It has a nurturing energy too, because it's Venus. So I'm being taught to forgive. People make mistakes. People ain't perfect, and neither am I. So going forward with a forgiving energy, I forgive those that I felt hurt me. Or those that I feel like they disrespected me. I understand they were teaching me a lesson, and lessons don't always feel good, but behind every lesson there is a blessing. It gives you time to figure some shit out. That's what it is. You can leave it alone and not pay attention to it, but when you do come back to it, especially if you wrote it down, that's the beautiful part about it. If you journal and you can go back to that date and look at it with different tools and different understanding, it's beautiful. Stay hydrated. This is Cassie Darwin saying good night. Better days.